This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The man accused in Sunday's Boulder firebomb attack faces a federal hate crimes charge. He's an Egyptian citizen and has been living in a Colorado Springs townhouse. CPR's Dan Boyce reports neighbors are reflecting on their interactions with the suspect.
Craig Martinez lives across the street from the family of Mohammed Soliman. He says the family brought him and his wife dessert shortly after moving to the area.
Seem like always friendly people. They're kids are outside playing a bunch. And that's kind of why I've been walking around. I kind of want to get more information about like how their family's doing and everything like that.
Agents have executed a search warrant at the home as small children's bikes and other toys sit out front. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Colorado lawmakers have reintroduced a bill that would keep an Air National Guard squadron at Buckley Space Force Base. CPR's Caitlin Kim.
The Air Force is moving to divest of its old fighter planes and invest in new ones. The problem is that several air squadrons losing planes, like the 140th Wing out of Buckley, aren't currently slated to get new aircraft to replace the old. Instead, they just go away. Democratic Representative Jason Crow, who's a sponsor of the bill, says not having an air wing in Colorado would be problematic.
And leave a vast swath of the United States without aerial air defense coverage, which is what the fighters at Buckley provide.
The bill would try to get an almost one-to-one swap for the squadron's losing planes. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Strong to severe thunderstorms are possible this evening, with the greatest threat over the northeastern plains. A severe thunderstorm watch is in effect there until 8 p.m. This is CPR News.